Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. President and head coach of the Pella Track Club, Scott Churchman, joins us on today's program to discuss the newly formed group aimed at getting youth involved in track and field. And Scott, we're here today to talk about the Pella Track and Field Club, a new youth organization aimed at, it sounds like, getting kids involved in programming, and in this case, track and field. How did this club really get started?
Well, originally we had a Pella Track Club probably around 10 years ago that was started by Eric and Kari Pingle when their kids were young, and they did a great job promoting track and field for that generation of kids. And unfortunately, their kids got a little bit older and moved on to high school and junior high level sports, and it's something that hasn't been covered for the last 5 years. And it's something that I thought, being a member of USA Track and Field and USA Track and Field Iowa, would be a niche that could be filled in the city of Pella.
And why don't you tell our listeners what this specific club is all about and what you're hoping to get with this group?
This club is a youth club for second through sixth graders. And our main goal is to give exposure to track and field, because a lot of kids in Pella don't know much about track and field or have any track and field experience. And the main goal would be to kind of make new friends and develop kind of a lifelong passion for running and appreciation for track and field, and maybe continue that into junior high and high school. Maybe not, and that's okay.
And you have quite the background in track and field yourself as a former athlete and coach, and still a coach here in the Pella Community School District. What about track and field stands out to you as a great team sport or something that would be great for kids to get involved in?
I think track and field is a great sport to see progress year to year, meet to meet. I think the best two letters for track and field athletes are PR, so a personal record. So that's a record that they set individually that they try to strive for each time, and they can set that record each time they step out onto the track or step into the ring or jump or anything like that. I would say that it's a little bit different than some team sports where you can naturally see some progression from year to year. You can see growth through that PR, through the stopwatch or the distance or anything like that. Where in a team sport, you might not be able to see the natural, are they getting better?
And for you, how do you envision this club working then? Say a kid or a family wants to be a part of this. A, how do they get involved? And B, what's that process or even just that environment you're trying to build look like?
Yeah, we're going to have practices 2 days a week, Wednesdays and Saturdays. Wednesdays after school into the evening, 5:45 to 7 o'clock. And then on Saturdays, sometime before lunch in the morning. And then to be involved, the involvement level is all dependent on the parents and the kids. The nice thing about track and field is they can go to as many meets as they want to or as few meets as they want to as well. We'll have probably 5 or 6 meets scheduled, and they can go to all the meets if they'd like. They can go to one meet, or they can go to a couple meets if they want to, if they have other family obligations. It's not like a team sport where if this student doesn't show up, the team can't play. If a student can't make a meet, that's okay. We can keep running without them. We can do other things, and that's just fine. So their involvement level can be varying based on their own family situation or how much they want to be involved.
And I assume that this will have a lot of hands-on training and teaching. Would that be something that these parents could assume that their kid's going to get?
Yeah, we'll try to expose them to all different aspects of track and field. We'll try to expose them to sprints, maybe some distance events, long jump, high jump, even some throwing. We'll always start off with a dynamic warm-up, and then we'll do some speed and technique training, some mechanics, so we can start these kids off on the right foot and running properly, because it's not as simple as just going out and running. If we can teach them to run efficiently, they'll run better. And then we'll get into some more event-specific things, whether they want to try long jump or shot put, or maybe they're more of a distance runner, they can do that too. And we have a variety of coaches with myself, Nick Feinhart, who's a former college throws coach, Ann Oddie, who's coached at Southeast Polk for the past few years, and Bethany Tungen, who's been our middle school cross country coach for the past few years as well. We have coaches with a variety of experience and a lot of experience that can help students develop in the area that they want to. Or if they want to try out many different things, we can try a whole variety of things for them.
Why is it, in your mind, so important to get our youth, as someone who's here at the middle school, before they even get to middle school or high school, why is it so important in your mind to keep youth engaged in extracurricular activities, whether it be this track club or whatever it might be?
Yeah, any activity they can do, whether it's an athletics club or whether it's fine arts or music, anything like that, we at the middle school, and I know at the high school and at Pella Christian, we want them to be involved, because I believe that any activity, sports, fine arts, anything like that, can help develop self-confidence for those kids, build relationships, and help them grow as a person and learn some, definitely some long-term life skills.
And if anyone is interested, this is open to any kid in the Pella community, not just the Pella School District, as I understand. This is open to anybody in the Pella area, and how can they get involved?
Yeah, we would love kids from Pella Community Schools, Pella Christian, homeschool, as well as surrounding areas to get involved. The easiest way to get involved is to visit our website, pellatrackclub.com. You can find information about practices, meets, coaches, and you can register online there. We've already had about 35 registrants, so we're really excited about the number that of people that have been excited about track already in Pella, and we've had great feedback so far. We're also on Facebook, so they can like us on Facebook at Pella Track Club.
Once again, that was president and head coach of the newly formed Pella Track Club, Scott Churchema. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.